The president is juggling this crisis in Texas with a number of other issues. News Nation correspondent Michael Shore takes a look at how he's handling the disaster.
A brutal winter storm pulling attention from President Biden and forcing the still new president to take up the comforter-in-chief role in a time of disaster. With that comes the need to send federal aid to a beleaguered and still freezing Texas. Biden asking acting FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton on Friday to upgrade the disaster.
This afternoon, I'm going to ask him to accelerate our response to the request for, quote, it's a different declaration, a major disaster declaration.
And on Saturday, the president approved that major disaster declaration in Texas, releasing federal relief across 77 counties and leaving room for more. In a statement, the White House saying, assistance can include grants for temporary housing and home repairs, low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses, and other programs to help individuals and business owners recover from the effects of the disaster. With unity intended by Biden to be a hallmark of his presidency, the Texas disaster has brought the Democratic administration to a place of working with a Republican governor, Greg Abbott, in Texas. Abbott releasing a statement today thanking the president for what he called, quote, partial assistance. I thank President Biden for his assistance as we respond to impacts of winter weather across our state.
But the reality is, in crisis, there can be opportunity.
Politico reporter Mark Caputo says that disaster can also be about politics.
And for Joe Biden, who not only wants to show that he's competent and that he is willing to do what it takes to help the most people most effectively, he does want to showcase that unity. He does want to show that he's able to work across the aisle and get things done.
On Thursday, the president tweeted a photo of his phone call with Abbott.
The relationship between Abbott and Biden and how they work together is going to be something we should watch very closely over the coming days.
When you have a disaster like this, it can just set people back for years.
And with Democrats like New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez visiting the state after raising over $3 million in relief, and prominent Texas Democrats Julian Castro and Beto O'Rourke spearheading relief efforts themselves, the politics can't be ignored. But the president saying Friday, when asked when he will visit Texas, that he does not want to be a distraction.
If, in fact, it's concluded that I can do it without creating a burden for the folks on the ground while they're dealing with this crisis, I plan on going. But we'll know that. We'll make that decision probably beginning of next week.
Michael Shore, News Nation, Los Angeles.